Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's hymn 235. Amen. We come forward. Amen. Lord Jesus, Amen. Lord, we've heard the call. Come forward unto the most holy place to behold Shekinah glory shining from your blessed face, coming forward to the holiest through the incense altar's prayer. No more veil of separation, we may boldly enter. Yes, Lord, this evening come boldly forward to you. Thank you that the way is free to come forward to the holiest. We take your precious blood this evening, which cleanses us and gives us a free way to you, Lord Jesus. Also, this evening we want to behold your Shekinah glory in your house. To behold your Shekinah glory. Thank you, Lord, for your glory. Lord, we want to sing unto your honor that you become such a house, such a temple. We come to you, to a living stone. Show to us more the church. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. We pray for this meeting. Bless this meeting. All your great deeds. Amen. Lord, we've heard the call. Come forward unto the most holy place. Thank you, Lord, for your calling. We come forward with boldness to you. We want to see and behold your glory this evening. We come also into your rest. And we praise you, Lord. Thank you that we can come forward to you. Amen. Forward to the holiest, before your throne. To stand before your throne is a glory. For that we praise and worship you, Lord. Unto you are all the honors and the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have boldness to come forward to you. And we put down everything which hinders us. We want to be free for you. Amen. Lord Jesus, I love you. You are all in all world, and you give with yourself everything what I need. Amen. Peace I didn't know until I touched you. Lord, I open up unto you and I give myself unto you because I love you, Lord. Hymn 62. Oh, that's not in the green hymn book, so we'll translate it. Oh, yes, it is. Sorry. Hymn 62. Lord, I just open up to you. Amen. Amen. Stanza 2, you save me all day long. Amen. I love you, Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. Hymn 40. Him 14. And all my being sings in praise to Thee. How marvelous, how great Thou art. And this I'll sing through all eternity. How marvelous, how great Thou art. Amen. 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 Lord Jesus, and all my being sings in praise to Thee. Amen. As I expect the coming age of fullness and hope to share the new Jerusalem with all the heavens and the earth in newness and all Thou art expressed in all of them. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise You. Thank You that we are in the Spirit. and return now to you. Lord, we want to hear what the Spirit speaks to the churches. Thank you for speaking today. Thank you, Lord. You will have this city. You will get your bride. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Amen. That really touched me in the word that we heard until today, that John, the end of his life, he was banned onto the island, but he was still in spirit on the day of the Lord. John really knew the Lord, and he was with him from the beginning on. And in the end of his life, he was still in the spirit. And despite of that, when he saw the Lord in his glory, he fell down. And that really impressed me. Even this John, even though he knew the Lord, he fell down. On the one hand, it's a bit scary, but I also appreciated the testimony from this morning. Do not fear. The Lord wants to show us so much more. He's in glory. And it is only what the Lord is that is glorified by God. And Christ is on the throne. Amen. It is so wonderful what the Lord wants to show to us today. Also, that verse came into my mind, not through strength, but through my spirit. And then by that spirit, we can get that golden lampstand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before stanza 4, there is stanza 3. When in the church, in blessed participation, I see how millions thine own life possess, how they are built to form thy habitation, containing thee, thy fullness to express. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his wonderful calling. Thank you, Lord, that you made us to be a member of your body. You made me also as a gift unto the body to express your life's glory. Thank you, Lord, that we can see you in these days in the light of your lights. Thank you, Lord. In the light, we are allowed to see your body. We praise you, Lord. In this light, we also are allowed to see your city, such a build-up city, built up by God and man. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It speaks the Lord who made the heaven and earth and laid the foundation of the earth and made the spirit of man. Amen. Amen. Speaks the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful for the word we've heard this morning. It was really so good to see newly what the Lord has on his heart. And also want to read the verse in Matthew 16. He says in verse 17, blessed are you, Jones, whose flesh and blood has not revealed this to this, but my Father who is in heaven. That is only when the Father reveals it and building up the church, if the Father gets revelation. We cannot do it. It needs light. Blessed are your eyes which see it today. And later, Jesus said in verse 20, then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. They can only reveal the Father. It's a mystery. It is so wonderful. The Lord gives us, and he wants to give to us that revelation, but it must come directly from him. And what I also find it really precious, it gives me orientation. It is the best word, orientation. How wonderful is that word in the reality? You look into the world, where is the orientation? And you look into the religion, where is the orientation? We need the voice of the Father. Lord, I want to know and to hear it. And it's not working if we just look into our mobile phone and look through the YouTube videos. The Lord reveals himself in the Spirit. And I found it wherever he also reveals himself in the meeting. Go to the gathering. Let it be revealed in the meeting. Young people, you need orientation. You can be the strongest man, but the energy is wasted if you don't know the focus or you don't know the goal or the orientation. But if you have it, you are efficient. But the Lord needs to show it to you. And if the Lord doesn't reveal it, where do you want to go? That's why we need to stand before the Lord and ask him, Lord, show to me newly the house. Also, what was 20 years ago? Today, Lord, reveal it newly to me. It's just a pity that we go ahead, but we need to go forward. The Lord, reveal it more. Lord Jesus, give us such a clear orientation. Yeah, we want to see what the Spirit speaks today. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us blessed eyes and ears. Show and appear again this evening. My soul shall not go back to its earlier life. In Christ there is true peace and rest from all eager work. Amen. I want to bind myself to the Lord. And I leave the world behind, far, far behind. Hymn 178. Lord Jesus, I want to add to the testimony. It was really important this morning, that word to see. That revelation is the key to know the Lord and also the church. You can never teach to someone the church, despite how long you speak. If there is no revelation, nothing will happen. And I really was touched. That is the testimony from Paul. Actually, he didn't want to become Christian, but the Lord appeared to him. And he said before in Acts 26, verse 19, he told before King Agrippa something about his salvation. And the important thing we can read that the revelation was the beginning. But what was the continuation when you walk with the Lord so many years? Amen. For the king, for them also speak freely news. Amen. King Agrippa. Amen. If you get a revelation about the church, a true revelation, and you are not obedient to that revelation, and after 10 years you are away from the church, you leave. Maybe a big thing you've discovered and you make something real and then you gather people around you and then you are what? And you leave the church. that is not worthy if the Lord shows to us the church. Then we have the commission to be obedient to that revelation, not to be disobedient and not to go away because of problems. And but also I appreciate point, see the practical testimony of Jesus on the earth. That is also important. The Lord, He has set the church in the localities for us and also learned it fairly from the early. I don't have a choice. I cannot choose my own group in the locality. And I don't go to the group where I am pleased, where I'm comfortable, where the people are like me. That the Lord never showed to me in 1 Corinthians 12. Christ is the body. And the brother this morning said it also. It's not a parable. It's not us. We are His body. And ask your member, the members, if these members of your body can just leave you. No. All in the body belongs together. Even if the little finger is pleased with the problems of the thumb, there is no choice. That's why it's 1 Corinthians 12:16. If the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? That is nonsense. And verse 80 is the main point. But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as He pleased. For us, no choice. In the localities, there are those saints who the Lord has put in this locality. No choice whether I like them or not. 1 Corinthians 13 is the solution. The love which the Lord gave us is the solution. There is no other solution. Amen. Amen. I want to not forgetting the time. The Lord has written so many things what we've heard this morning. And I must say, I was so grateful to the Lord that these words which have been said this morning, they are so practical. It's not we building the church. I have my concept, all of us have an idea or concept how we shall build the church. The church I plant, the other just gives. God gives the growth. And I'm so glad that I'm not building the church according to my concept and my imagination, but that what the Lord reveals to us here and now. And I just reflected onto it, all the saints, all the young people. Before, 47 years ago, I was 23, but the Lord wrote, it was my choice. I said, Lord, write unto me. I don't want to miss out that time. And also, tell it to my children. You try so many things out. Give a chance to the Lord to write in you, onto your heart. And I don't see like 23. I'm older and I look very much mature, but the life in us shall be young and shall remain young, showed alive and to the point. I'm so grateful for Christ and the church that the Lord reveals his heart's desire to us. And I'd like to read one verse. And I turned to the voice which spoke to me, Revelation 1:12. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. I was so touched by these words. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. John turned. He didn't directly see the Lord, but the seven golden lampstands. And it touched me so much what position the lampstand have before the Lord. He wants to be expressed by the lampstand. He wants the lampstands to shine brightly. And also, I'm very curious what answer we'll get tonight, this evening. I praise the Lord for the conference and also for the word this morning. We have sang that hymn, and there is 1 John, do not love the world, even the things of the world. If someone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. For all it is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. It was 1 John verse 16 and 17. And also I have to admit that the last 1.5 years, I was really distracted by works and sorrows of life. And much capacity took away from me from also the enjoyment of the Lord. And I'm so grateful that how the Lord speaks to us. Also today we had the young people's meeting about the two Emmaus disciples, and the Lord appeared to them and asked, what you've spoken about? And the Lord shows to them so newly, and it also touched. And also this morning, I had the impression the Lord speaks to me and he picks me up from where I stand. We are very far from the church, but that's not the point. I just really newly, and the Lord said also to me to touch and to see him newly and to taste how good he is. And also the church, the Lord showed it to me, the Lord, but I can't conserve and preserve it. I can't just keep it. Surely, what is the church? I can tell it, but I need to see it newly and taste it newly, what the church is. I want to do it, taste the Lord newly and see Him newly and just apprehend what is the church. And touch me, the Lord is in the midst of the golden lampstands. He can be found there, and the lampstands are made of pure gold. And the flame of the Spirit, that lampstand is made of gold. And also saw that, and also touched it, and that the Spirit shall burn, but that these two things belong together. The lampstand shall shine brightly, and that's not of a natural cause. If you have the Spirit, it doesn't mean that the lampstand really shines. But we have to come to Him and just newly see and touch the church, that the Spirit can burn newly and the Lord can continue His work in us. The Lord wants to shine brightly.
Von den bisherigen Versammlungen. Es war sehr wenig, aber ich bin so berührt und ich spüre wirklich, wie wichtig das dem Herrn ist, dass er uns seine Gemeinde offenbart. Ja, irgendwie, das ist sein größtes Herzensanliegen. Also irgendwie spüre ich so eine Sehnsucht, dass der Herr uns seine Gemeinde offenbaren will. Ja. Und ich habe da irgendwie so ein Empfinden bekommen, oder wie ich es empfinde, das wollte ich euch einfach mitgeben, in 2. Mose 3, ab Vers 3, wo es um den Dornbusch geht. Ich will doch hinzutreten und diese große Erscheinung sehen, warum der Dornbusch nicht verbrennt. Als aber der Herr sah, dass er herzutrat, um zu sehen, da rief ihm Gott mitten aus dem Dornbusch zu.
She's reading when Moses was at the thorn bush, and the Lord called, Moses, Moses, and He told him, remove your sandals from your feet, because the place where you're standing is holy soil. Brothers and sisters, that is exactly my feeling. We are at a holy place, the Lord of Lords, revealing Himself to us, opening His whole heart to us. And the greatest thing for Him is His church. As we all know, the church can only turn the age once He has prepared His bride. I do wish so much that the Lord uses this time to bring us to maturity, to reveal Himself more to us and to make His church more glorious. Now let's read the verses. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12.
Das lesen jetzt mal alle über 30 den Jungen und dann lesen es die Jungen den Alten vor.
At first, all those who are above 30 years old, they read it to the young saints, and then vice versa, the young saints read it to the older saints. So let those who are more than 30 years old read 1 Timothy 1, verse 12.
Kämpfe den guten Kampf des Glaubens. Ergreife das ewige Leben, zu dem du berufen worden bist und für das du das gute Bekenntnis vor vielen Zeugen bekannt hast. Amen. Halleluja. Jetzt die jungen Leute. Wo seid ihr?
1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Now, Hebrews 2, 14 to 15, all together. Inasmuch as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And Hebrews 10:32-35. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Now, those below 35, verse 35. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Revelation 3, verse 12. Let's all get up. All those who are able to get up, stand up. Revelation 3, 12. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go out no more. And verses 14 to 18. And to the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Just a few prayers, Lord. We pray for this word. Strengthen all of us and grant us your vision. Lord, open our eyes again tonight. We turn to our spirit. And we turn around in order to see you. Also strengthen us to fight the battle. Grant us a clear vision in our hearts. Do strengthen our brother tonight and also give us an ear to hear, because we want to overcome and not cast away our boldness. We do not cast away our boldness. Thank you for the boldness we have, even more boldness in this meeting. Your reward, O Lord. Thank you.
Lord, we have come to you.
Amen.
All our eyes look unto you.
Amen.
You are the one with the words of eternal life. You are the one who speaks the words of life. This evening, we are looking to you that you will speak such words to us. The word that we may be filled with life. That we may be filled with your very self. Oh, Lord, we pray that as Mary, as we sit at your feet, speak a word to us. A word to reveal yourself to us.
Amen.
A word that will liberate us from all our concepts, all our opinions, that we may see you as you are. That we may see the church as the church is. Lord, we look to you for such a word. Speak to each and every one of us. May none of us live here the same. May we live here as people who have heard the voice of the Lord. And we have turned to see the voice.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, speak a word to us this evening. We love to hear your voice.
Amen.
We love to see you speaking to your children.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.